Welcome back to Dude, Could You Imagine? The show that asks what if and explores the hypothetical and absurd. I'm your host, Fritz Frivolous. Now let's meet our contestants and explain the rules for our audience. The rules are simple. Our two contestants,
Will and Tom,
will place these neural transmitters on their heads, and then they will be placed into a deep coma-like state. From this point, I will ask them a question or give them a scenario to which they must answer, all while the neural transmitters give us a glimpse into what they are imagining. So, Will and Tom, are you ready? As ready as I'll ever be.
Indeed.
Well, you heard him, folks. Let's get ready to play Dude, Could You Imagine? And the question is, what if you had to combine the last movie you saw with the current video game you are playing? What type of a movie or video game would that create? Okay, William.
Okay.
We got our question from Fritz.
indeed, we did.
Man, doesn't something seem off to you? Like it seems weird, right?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting a little bit of an odd like deja vu feeling, but you know, it's probably just our imaginations. We probably shouldn't think too hard about it.
Yeah, I'm probably, but you're right. Deja vu is a good word. I feel like we're stuck in some loop. Like this isn't the first time we're asking or we're answering any of these questions. You know what I mean? Or answering questions. Like it's just weird. I don't know. It's probably just me.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because we've been doing the show for so long.
Yeah, probably. But anyways, we did get our question from Fritz, mm-hmm. and that question is, what if you had to combine the current game you're playing or the last game you played with the last movie you watched?
Okay, so when this theoretical game and this theoretical movie meet in a diner and have irresponsible sex and birth a baby, is this baby going to be a movie or a video game?
Yeah, exactly. It's I know, right? That's the good way of putting that.
Yeah, I thought so.
So the way that I was looking at it is that we're going to try to do both. We're going to explain if
we're
these
having
two
twins.
Things were combined. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
okay,
going to be a little
sure.
bit from
no,
column
no, that
A,
makes sense.
A little
like,
bit from column
basically,
B.
Basically, these two franchises decided to have a huge crossover, and not only are they going to have a game, but they're going to have a movie as well. So it's going to be a mass media cross promotional huge event.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want to go first?
Okay, so I'll go first.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I already know what game you've probably played.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I think I've made mention of this game, you know, many times before in other episodes, and now that it's finally out, yes, I have been playing God of War Ragnarok.
God of War Ragnarok.
I am hooked on that game. That game is so awesome.
You haven't heard good things.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to, like, I guess you would call trying to platinum the game, you know, like get everything.
Okay.
I'm trying to be a completionist for this one.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
And because the last game, I pretty much did everything that you can do except mm-hmm. for killing all of the Valkyrie. I actually didn't complete that challenge. They were so hard to defeat. But I think if there's something like that on this game, which I'm pretty sure there is, like I'm going to try to do it. This game is just way too awesome. But the movie that I... The last movie I watched, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. It starred Amy Adams, it also opposite of her was Maya Rudolph. I don't know if you know who she is. She's in a couple movies, but she's
I know
more
who she is. Yeah, she's a comedian.
Yeah, and she's more famous more famously known from Saturday Night Live.
You know is where I know her from. She is in, I think, seasons 2, 3, and 4 of The Good Place.
Oh, I think she does make it. Yes,
I think she plays the judge.
I think you're right. She does. I think she does make an appearance in that show.
Yeah, and she's very funny.
Yeah, and she's funny in this one too. And the whole movie is just a lighthearted movie. It's actually a sequel. And the movie that I watched is called Disenchanted. I don't know if you've ever heard of
that. Oh, that's out already? God, I'm behind the line.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. So you've seen Enchanted, okay, because right?
The first one is good, but that came out a long time ago.
Yeah, that did.
So this movie came out already?
Yeah, Disenchanted. I mean, I don't remember like when Enchanted came out. I probably didn't watch it when it first came out, but I remember my wife saying like, oh, do you want to watch this movie? And we watched it, and I thought it was funny. This second one, I thought
the first one is good. It came out, I think, in like 2012, 2010.
Oh, really? That long ago?
I think so. I'm gonna look it up right now. I like that movie. Actually, I'm no joke. I've seen Enchanted like 5 times.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Like, it's funny. Like, I like the actual premise of the movie. You know what I mean? Like,
sure, absolutely. This is gonna be tough for me, dude, because like I don't want spoilers.
Oh, well, okay. I think I could talk about it without really giving any spoilers.
Okay. Oh, get this. Enchanted, the first movie, came out 2007.
Wow, really?
It's literally been 15 years.
Wow, I did not know that. That's a long time.
Yeah, seriously. I was still in high school.
What was it, 2000 when?
2007.
You were still in high school? Wow. I was still in high school, 2007, yeah. I think I was up in the bars with my boys and going to the club.
In the bars with the boys.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I think that's around. And you were still taking tests in high school.
Yes, I was. Okay, so this is essentially a Disney God of War crossover.
Yeah, so essentially that's what it'd be. And in my head, let's talk about if they made a movie of this crossover, right?
God, that's a weird one, but okay.
Right? That's what I'm thinking. But I think it could work because of the original premise of Enchanted and Disenchanted, which is basically
world crossing.
Yeah, exactly. World crossing. Yeah, no, so absolutely. I don't think there's going to be any like problems producing a story and trying to make it coherent to the whole project. Because if they can have a storybook world come into like our universe, right, or whatever. I mean, I don't see why they can't say, oh, well, you know, the world of the Greek gods and the Norse gods and all that, you know, they could join in too. You know what I mean? Like, I don't see why that couldn't happen. So right?
The way I'm picturing it, I mean, and you can tell me if you like this idea or not. I'm actually picturing it where Kratos and the world of God of War is the live action portion of this movie. And
yeah.
He gets sucked into the Disneyfied cartoon world. And I just like this idea of this brutal ass warrior and everything he does, like no matter how brutal he can, you know, cause he's Kratos, no matter how brutal and not PG he tries to be, something in universe always turns what he's doing into like a PG moment.
Yeah, exactly. And especially it would work so very well because of in God of War Ragnarok, you know, he has all those moments. Well, and in the God of War 2018, he has his son with him. So like it would make perfect sense of having these Disney-fied like cartoon versions of them in there and then turning everything he does into like one of those moments where, you know what I mean? He's like, I will have my revenge. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, on his Leviathan axe, there's like a little bluebird that like, you know, lands on it.
Tweeting and singing.
Yeah, exactly. And then of course, you know,
That's a great point. Most of Disney's animated films are musicals. Like, I do like the idea of Kratos and what's his son's name? Is it
Atreus?
Atreus?
Yeah. Atreus or Loki, yeah.
Okay, now you're giving me spoilers.
Well, you play part one, right?
No, I started and then life got in the way and I need to move my PlayStation into my bedroom.
Oh, you need to start playing this game. You'll see. You'll see when you play this game. I won't mention any other spoilers, but you are right about that.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty big spoiler, but yes. So does he stop going by Atreus altogether?
No. So that's why it's okay. Yes, it's kind of a spoiler, but like, it's still going on in part two. You don't really know much of this spoiler yet. Like, he's trying to figure out, what this means. Okay. Yeah.
But what I was saying was it would be funny to see Kratos and Atreus breaking out into song and them being like, what the hell's happening?
Yes, 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 exactly. I know, right? Like that's why I was about to say, like, you know, you hear Kratos saying, like, I will have my revenge, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden the bluebird lands on his axe and then starts singing like a tune, and all of a sudden he's like, my revenge, I will get it. You know, like, and then like
absolutely. I love you and then, going on. Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, he's like, oh, Atreus, what's going on here? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't know like why he's starting to sing. And as far as the part that you mentioned about him, you know, he's the live action, and then he goes into the what's it called? Andalasia. I think it's called Andalasia, the cartoon
that
world.
Sounds right to me.
You know, I also see it happening like multiple, like he's live action, but then goes into Andalasia, but then also at one point goes into, you know, I guess the enchanted like Owl World part with Amy Adams in it, you know, kind of like going back and forth, because in the game, and this isn't a spoiler, you've probably already had to travel through the different realms, right? The nine realms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've seen that in God of War, right? The different realms. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think he would be used to that by now. You know what I mean? Traveling through realms.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
But the musical part is, I think, my favorite aspect of this movie, because just to see them like singing along, like, and then like also seeing a character, let's say like, you know, Amy Adams' character, I can't remember the names now, the characters' names, but like, you know, Kratos looks like he's going to, you know, if you saw Kratos in real life, like you probably wouldn't mess with him. You probably wouldn't even talk to him.
No, definitely not.
But like, I can see her going, oh, so how are you doing? You know, she wants to be all nice and like, you know what I mean?
She's very social and very, you know, she wouldn't be intimidated. She wouldn't think to be intimidated by him.
Yeah, exactly. And
violence is the furthest thing from her mind.
Yeah, definitely. And then he would be so annoyed with her because like he knows that she doesn't mean harm. But he's also like, ugh. You know what I mean? I could just hear him grunting like, oh, God.
What do you think of this? What do you think if it was like a true like crisscross over? So like he ends up in Andalasia and her, you know, or she, the princess, ends up in, you know, God of War.
See what you're saying.
And so she has to learn to become a warrior, you know, to survive. And also she has her princess powers and stuff, and she can use those as well. And then he has to, you know, learn that violence won't be able to solve those problems because violence doesn't work here because this is a PG animated world.
Like, for the time being, he has to like take care of her daughter.
There we go. That's perfect. And then she's with Atreus, who can help, like, kind of guide her and help her. And like, maybe they're trying to find, but on both sides, they're trying to find the portal where they can get back to their children.
Man, this is turning out to be even better, dude. This is like, and I can see like Kratos like
they'll call this one God of War, No Way Home.
Yeah, I know, right? And then he's using the Blades of Chaos to cut up her sandwich or like her lunch to make her lunch or something.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. There we go. Perfect. I love it. Okay, man. So that's the movie.
Yeah, the movie,
the game is weird. Okay, how would you do the game?
So the game is what I'm – see, the movie – I wanted to mention the movie because I thought it would be the easiest and it would be the most fun probably, like more lighthearted project, right? The game, though, is what I would be most interested in, but I also think would be the hardest to execute. For the fact that I would want it dark and gritty and – you know, that's dramatic, like the God of War game, but it's with the Andalasia characters, right? So, or like the characters from Enchanted. So, like, imagine them, like, and they're wearing their dresses and whatnot, you know, and everything, but they're coming against these giant, you know, like frost giants and you know, like
all this Norse enemies and beasts and brutality.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, exactly. And like, you know, I even imagine that in the game, you know, after a while, like they're gonna look beat up. You know what I mean? Because like they're going
from the floor up. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know how brutal you want this movie to be, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of them were realistically dead.
Yeah. And in the game, I can see that happening to where, like, you know, some of the characters, they'll probably die off because they're going up against people like Thor and Odin and whoever, yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
so you gotta remember, I only saw Enchanted. I never saw Disenchanted. And in Enchanted, the main characters that I remember were, gosh, the main princess, I don't remember her name, Amy Adams. The father that she falls in love with and their daughter. And then on the flip side, there was the prince, who was actually a pretty good dude, the evil stepmother, and the prince's like attendant, who was Peter Pettigrew from Harry Potter. And I think at the end of Enchanted, the prince and the girlfriend of the main guy, they actually fall in love and he takes her back to Andalasia. Now, are all of these the same characters that were in Disenchanted, or were some of them changed out?
So most of the same characters are still in there. The woman, so the woman who is now queen in Andalasia with the prince, the guy, the actor, it's the guy that plays a Cyclops in the X-Men movies.
He's in a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things. But I love how you pulled like one of his earliest works.
Yeah, I know. It's the ones that I recognize him from the most, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, so like it's him. So them two are the same. Obviously, Amy Adams there and her husband is the same.
Okay.
The daughter, I believe, is the same, but she's older now. And I think everyone else isn't. I don't think anyone else is actually back in from the first movie, because then now they introduce another character, and that's Maya Rudolph. I don't think Maya Rudolph was in the first one.
No,
right?
I don't think so at all. No.
Okay. Yeah. So
basically the core cast, the two couples and the kid.
Yeah. The two couples and the kid, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying the five of them get transported to God of War land.
Yeah. I would say like the five get transported into God of War land, and it would still be interesting. It would still be the same too. Like the daughter would probably take over as like the Atreus type role.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, and you know, like, yeah, I see certain characters having to do, like, obviously I think you'd play the main character would be Amy Adams. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she would be the one that,
she has the most appeal. She's used to magical lands, and she technically has magical powers.
And story-wise, because the daughter is technically the guy's real daughter, you know what I mean? Like, she's technically the stepmother. I think story-wise in the game, that would give it a little more lively things to banter between, you know what I mean? Because the daughter's, you know, she's older now. Like, she's kind of, a teenager. You know what I mean?
I will say, this would be the fucking most bizarre crossover. If I heard about this and it was a real thing, it would be the most bizarre crossover I'd ever fucking heard of.
I know, right? But honestly, if I was like walking around in GameStop and I saw the box, you know, the cartridge box or whatever to this game, and I looked at the back and I saw that, I would probably show it to my wife and be like, babe, look at this. And then then the next thing would be me ringing it up at the cash register.
I would definitely buy it. And like, I would be talking about it to everyone I knew, because it would be so ludicrous. And it also, it's like two things that I do happen to like that have no business being even next to each other in any line on earth, and I would want
sure. I know, just for the fact of like, but that's the thing, I wouldn't have high expectations for it being a really good game, but I could be wrong.
I don't know what I would expect, honestly.
Yeah, that's the whole reason, is just because I see it so weird, I'd have to get it, but I wouldn't know what to expect.
What would this game be called?
Oh man. It's God of War.
Princess of War. Princess of Andalasia.
Princess of Andalasia. That's actually pretty good. Just that. But the one aspect of the game, though, I know would be freaking awesome, would be the voice acting. because you know, all of these are actual actors. I don't think they would, you know, I mean, I think they would put the effort into it. You know what I mean? Like Amy Adams, yeah, you know, playing her character and stuff. Like,
I don't think you're wrong. I do think there's a misconception though, because voice acting and acting are not the same thing, and a lot of actors are not good voice actors.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know it's like they have to.
That being said, like I do think Amy Adams is probably good at both.
A good, yeah. I think most of the cast in there would be good at doing voice acting though, just based off of how I saw how animated they were in their acting. You know, plus there's music. Oh, that would be the other thing though too. That would be, I still want musical parts, because there's because you know, in the movie they sing songs. There's a musical. I know you said you haven't seen it yet, but I want, if you can, dude, try to watch it soon. And the song that happens between Maya Rudolph's character and Amy Adams' character is the best song, like, of the movie, dude. I actually, like, I truly enjoyed. Yeah, dude, I truly enjoyed listening to that song. Yes, I think it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, okay. I'll see if the family will watch it. I had no idea it was out, but I've been not only, you know, living in a cave, you know, working on my book and podcast, but I've gone through a horrible sickness and now two bad back injuries, and it's just been rough lately. So I haven't really been doing a whole lot of much.
Yeah, no, I get you. I definitely hear you on that. But
definitely check it out.
Yeah, and I think I want to keep that musical aspect in the game. And what you have to do is, when they start singing, is you're familiar with the God of War like mechanic, where you're not controlling everything, but you got to press the right button when it prompts you to at the right time. Otherwise, you fail doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I feel like I feel like, you know, like if you fail to do the button at the right moment, you're just not singing the song and you would fail.
Okay. You know, they did something similar to that in the game, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Oh, they did. Oh, see, I never played that game.
So in King, well, honestly, like, I think the way you would want to implement it would be better, but, cause this part in Kingdom Hearts 2 is like notorious for being like the, one of the most hated parts of the whole Kingdom Hearts franchise. Okay. But in Kingdom Hearts 2, when you go to Atlantis, the world of the Little Mermaid, instead of getting to explore the world, there was just a set, like, there was, like, set events that you could do, and they were all different songs, and, like, you had to press buttons rhythmically to, you know, and if you did it wrong, it would mess up the song.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the main reason that's so hated, at least from my memory, obviously Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in, like, 2004, was... It was just a big disappointment at the time, because one of the coolest things about the Kingdom Hearts series was, like, when you went to a world, you got to explore that Disney world. You got to walk around and interact with stuff. And in this case, you didn't. You just – it made you think there was a world, and when you went there, it was just a bunch of songs that you didn't want to hear anyways.
Today's sponsor is Game Chop. Ever wanted to chop a game in half for being horrible? Bring it to Game Chop. They'll smash them, bash them, whack them, smack them, and at the end, they'll chop them. Receive the 2-for-1 special during the holidays only at Game Chop. We are also sponsored by Patreon. Looking to become more than just a patron? Become a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine and show your support. And finally, Apple Podcasts. Take a bite into the apple and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's get back to some more Dude, Could You Imagine? Okay, yeah, that does sound, yeah. That doesn't sound as fun.
Yeah, the Kingdom Hearts franchise is a weird franchise, I will say that much.
Yeah, that's definitely a game I always hear good things about, but I've never played any of them.
Yeah, 1 and 2 are great, but there's a bunch of in-between games. The story gets super convoluted and confusing. And by the time they got to Kingdom Hearts 3, most people didn't know what was even going on in the story anymore.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But okay, so we have Andalasia of War over here, and I believe we are now turning it over to me, no?
Yeah, yep, now we're turning it over.
All right. So, over Thanksgiving break, which was the last time I played video games, I got to play one of my favorite games with one of the only people in my life who will play that game with me. And that's Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Okay.
Which to this date still has the most amount of hours logged into it on my Switch. Over 300 and something hours.
Dang.
Yeah. I played a lot back in the day. I barely play it all anymore. But I was thinking about doing there's an adventure mode kind of on Ultimate called World of Light. I was thinking about doing it because I've never done it before. But anyways, So that was the last game I played. So I'm sure people are familiar with Super Smash Brothers. It's a platform fighting game that features a bunch of crossover video game characters from all over video game history.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, but I will say primarily it focused especially like the legacy roster is like mostly Nintendo characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie, or I should say movies, that I most recently watched with my fiance was the Hobbit trilogy.
Okay.
Which, you know, it's the adaptation of the book The Hobbit. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. I really like the first movie. The second movie I have mixed feelings about, but there are certain parts that I love and there's certain parts that I hate. And then the third movie, to me personally, is just a wash. I can't with that movie. But anyways.
I feel you.
Yeah. That being said, I want to start with the game rather than the movie because I feel like the movie's going to be hard. But the game, I think I got it.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
So this game is going to be, rather than like a crossover, like half and half, I think it's going to be split in a different way where the head creator, Mr. Sakurai, of Super Smash Brothers, mm-hmm. he's going to leave Nintendo and decide to create a new platforming fighting game in the exact same style of the mini games he's done of all the Super Smash Brothers. But this is going to be set in a different world, the world of Middle Earth.
Okay, yeah, I can see it.
So
okay.
Basically, I'm thinking it's going to be like, you know, so you play Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah.
So the gameplay is going to be, you know, like a platforming fighting game, but mm-hmm. the maps are going to be set in different places in Middle Earth. And the characters are going to be all like main characters from across the Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit franchise. So you'll be able to be any of the Hobbits, Gandalf, Saruman, Radagast, Aragorn, Legolas, Gimli, any of the dwarves from, you know, the 13 dwarves,
yeah.
You know, Thorin, Oakenshield, and all them. Fuck, who else? Like that, I can't remember his name, but he was like the leader of the Uruk-hai, like that Uruk-hai guy.
Oh, yeah.
Boromir, you could be Boromir. you know what? You'll probably be a Balrog character. It'll probably be downsized a little bit, like the way some of the characters in Smash Brothers are. So, like, are you familiar with Ridley from Metroid?
Yes.
So, Ridley in the actual game Metroid is like four times bigger than Ridley from the game Smash Brothers. So, like, we could do some size finagling and have a Balrog and maybe one of the Ents. Like Treebeard could be a character. Oh,
that would be dope. You know, I could see if one of the, if you were saying like the stages would be like different locations on Middle Earth or whatever, and the part where they go through, I forget what they call it, the dwarves like.
Moria?
Is that what it's called? Boria?
Yeah, when they go through the mines of Moria?
Oh, yeah, Moria. And that's where they encounter near the end before they get out, they encounter the Balrog there, right?
Yes.
So, but instead of you being to be him, you know what I mean? What if he was a part of the stage? Like, you have to avoid him as
definitely,
well.
Definitely. Yeah. I could see that as well. Yes. I was just trying to think of characters, but absolutely. I think Smog would be another good background.
Oh, like, that would hazard. Be dope. Like, you got to dodge his fire or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Galadriel, Elrond would be characters. Honestly, though, there'd also be characters like from the books and stuff that aren't in the movies, like Celebrimbor and Hurin, and there's other characters. But the Nazgul, you're going to have at least one ring wraith.
Yeah, that's true.
Sauron. I mean, Sauron's going to be a character probably.
That would be dope. Yeah, he would be like probably a heavy character.
Yeah, definitely. And then, go ahead.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, I just had one more thought. You know what was really cool? Because when you mentioned the thing, like the Uruk-hai, like he was like the general of them, right? or something.
Yeah,
like he was like
the leader. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he, the only person he answered to was Saruman, wasn't it?
Saruman, yeah.
So I thought what would be a cool thing with his though character is like one of his moves should be like, it's like one of his like power moves, you know, like you have to charge up. Is he will like let out like a horrible like war cry and point at his opponent, and then like a ton of Uruk-hai flood
marching across the screen. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. That would be so dope.
I got a similar thing for Aragorn where he says something like, he'll say something cool from the movie, right? And then he'll like point his sword. And then, you know, in the third, in Lord of the, in Return of the King, all those ghosts that he holds to their oath, they wash over the screen.
Dang, that would be dope.
Like, and there's like these would be their Super Smash moves for sure.
Yeah, for real. And there's like nothing you could do with that one. Like, what are you gonna do?
Gandalf would probably have the staff with the light that shines really brightly and damages.
Hell yeah! Like, thou shall not pass. Yeah, that'd be dope.
It'd be super cool. And then I see here's where I begin to kind of struggle is Smash Brothers is very famous. For all the items that you can use, right? So it's like, shit, what items? Like, okay, like Lammas bread, if that drops, like that, you can heal your character.
That's a good idea.
I mean, there's some legendary weapons, maybe. Maybe like each character has a legendary weapon. If you pick it up, it boosts you up. I'm trying to
the
think
food,
the one ring, the one ring has to be one.
Yeah, that should be one. And then definitely.
Rings. Yeah. I mean, I think you would have to change the item's mechanic.
Well,
it couldn't be exactly the same as Smash Brothers. It would have to be a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Like, maybe you could equip them to certain characters. Like I was just thinking, what if certain hobbits, like, what if, like, their items aren't really items that are, like, good for offense, but, like, a defensive thing where it, like, maybe heals a little bit of their health back when they get damaged. And what they'll do is they'll drop food, like you said, the Lamnus bread. But, like, but when they drop certain foods, they're, like, you know, they're, like, breakfast, second breakfast, lunch, supper, tea, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, they heal, they eat it, they heal back up.
There were definitely, so, you know the items I'm talking about from Smash Brothers, right? Like, the various boxes and hammers and stuff that just drop out of the sky. So, I do think, like, food, and I like the idea of, like, yes, they're going to do quotes from the movie. But hobbits do eat a lot, so, like, I do, and I feel like there's a lot of shots of food in the Shire. So, like, sausages and pastries and mushrooms and all the various things that they eat, plus llama's bread and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be healing, like, because food healing is a thing in Smash Brothers as well. So that works really well.
Oh, okay, okay.
So that's what I'm, you know, I could see if, like, I don't know, like, the Glamdring, the faux hammer, which is Gandalf's sword, right?
But
if, like, that drops, you know, you get it, and suddenly you're like, you know, the faux hammer! And then, like, 5 seconds, you get to swing a super cool magical sword, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, that would be cool. Hell yeah, dude. And maybe so the one ring, like, when that drops, like, if you put it on, like, you're invisible on the screen.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. And then there's other rings, too, because there's the three elven rings, which are all, like, closely tied to a different like element. There's the ring of air, the ring of fire, and the ring of water, and those could have an effect of some sort.
Oh, hell yeah. Or mithril drops, you know, that like,
yeah,
that,
there we go, know? It's a like mithril armor and stuff like that. Yeah, there's enough, there's plenty. It's just on the tip of my tongue, off the top of my head, I have so much. But
dude, this game kind of writes itself.
I know it does. So this this game, I don't know what to call it, though. It's like, I can't call it, like, Super Middle Earth Brothers. That's not very good.
Yes, Super Middle Earth Brothers.
Showdown for Middle Earth. Middle Earth Showdown.
Super Hobbit Smash. No, because there's more than
Super
just Hobbits.
Hobbit Smash.
Super Hobbit Smash. Yeah, right?
Fuck.
Lord of the Smash Bros. No, that's
maybe
a little...
something ultimate, though. I like throwing ultimate in there.
No, I think we have to go with Middle Earth Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Middle Earth Smash Bros. No, like, fuck. What's the? I know there's a name for the world because Middle Earth is actually only the name of the continent. So hold on.
Oh, that's true.
Middle Earth. World. I'm doing some Googling right now. Arda, but that's not very cool.
I know. Hobbit Smash Ultimate.
I got nothing. I'm bad with names.
But
I got the game concept down real good.
This is in these moments is when we need to rely on our listeners. Please write in with a name for Will's game. need a name for this game.
Okay. Yeah, please name the game. I'm working on a movie right now in my head. I think I'm ready to go. You ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the movie, I think, is going to take place. It's going to be the polar opposite of the game. Where?
Oh, okay.
We're going to take the characters from Smash Brothers and Nintendo and stuff, and we are going to turn it into a Lord of the Rings Hobbit trilogy style movie. So basically the bad guy's a tough one because there's so many bad guys to choose from, but I feel like I need to do a Zelda thing here because the similarities are too strong, where we're going to say Ganondorf and the villains of God, what do we name their land?
Isn't it of Hyrule or whatever?
Yeah, but no. So, no, because I don't want this to be a Zelda thing exactly.
Oh, okay.
But my idea here is that, like, Ganondorf takes the place of Sauron. We're going to tell the exact same story as Lord of the Rings. We're just going to, like, we're going to make Link's going to be Legolas. Ganondorf's gonna be Sauron.
Okay.
I gotta pull up the Super Smash Brothers roster so we can figure this out. Hold on.
This could work. I think this would be a good movie.
Yeah, this is gonna take place in a fictional video game land, right? Where all these characters just exist. And you know, they don't necessarily know each other. But hold on, let me pull up the roster.
In the land of Arcadion or something like that.
There
or
we go. In the land of Arcadion. You know? That's exactly right. and Ganondorf, who they all thought was dead, he still lives in the land of Mordoria or whatever.
He's still alive in the land of Glitchior.
There we go. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so I got the roster here. And so, like, I would say, like, Link would take Legolas's place. And what do we got here? We have Pokemon. I forgot there's Pokemon characters here too. Who would be the Hobbits?
Honestly, I feel like the Pokemon could be the Hobbits. You know what I mean? Because they're kind of small. You don't think that they would be able to do certain things, but they are actually powerful. You know, like they.
We could do the villagers though. Villagers could be. We could have four villagers for the Hobbits.
The villagers.
Yeah, from Animal Crossing, the villager character.
Oh, that would that could work too.
That or maybe we could have like Lucas and Ness. And how familiar are you with this roster?
I don't know like every single character on there, like, but I know most of them.
Okay, do you know who Ness is and Lucas?
I think so. Yeah, I remember like
they're from the Earthbound games.
Yeah, I remember. I remember you actually showing me a lot of these.
Yeah, absolutely. So like they could be like the Hobbits, and who would be Gandalf here?
Gandalf. yeah, who would be Gandalf?
I'm looking right now. It's there's not really an old man character on this roster.
Yeah, I keep trying to go through my head, but I'm like, don't they have? I know like they have Bowser and stuff, right?
They do. Yeah.
Doesn't Bowser have one of his sons as like a wizard?
The Koopa kids?
Yeah.
Use magic.
Yeah, but that wouldn't really
Although
make
the Koopa
sense.
Kids aren't really his kids. Bowser Jr. is his actual kid.
Yeah, that's true.
The Gandalf character's tough. Like maybe we do like a you know, Zelda could be the Gandalf, you know, the wizard of the party, because she uses magic. But my point is like, basically, we're going to fill in, like, these archetypes with all these characters from across these franchises in this, like, video game. What'd you call it? Arcadion.
Yeah, they live in
Arcadion. And basically, we'll say that, like, maybe rather than have, like, Sauron be Ganondorf, maybe we can have, like, kind of like a collection of villains. Like, you know, so you would have Bowser, like Ganondorf. Man, it's tough to compete with those two, isn't it?
I know. Those would be the
Sephiroth.
Mm-hmm.
he's in here. And basically maybe like they find or like the source of their power, like kind of like what would be the ring in this situation? Like the thing that if they get their hands on, no one will be able to defeat them.
The Mario star.
Okay, yeah, it could be the superstar, yeah. So the superstar is found. God, which character is playing Golem?
Oh, man.
I don't even. I'm looking through it right now. Who is saying Yoshi? Yoshi is Golem.
Yoshi.
And he doesn't want to let it go.
And he eats everything, too, so that does make sense.
Yeah, Yoshi's definitely Golem in this story. And so the only way to keep, you know, the League of Evil from getting the superstars, they have to destroy the superstar by taking it to, I don't know. There's got to be a volcano in one of these. Oh, I know. There's a, but I don't want this to get to space travel.
Why? Where would you take it?
Well, because there's a magma world in Metroid. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Magma world Metroid. Let's see what it is. Gosh, what's it called? I know if I heard the name, I would be like, oh, yeah, that's it. Anyways. But, yeah, they have to take it to some, like, volcano, like...
Or, you know what? They have to take it. They have to... Well, no, that wouldn't make sense. I was going to say, what would be kind of cool, because there's lava there, is every time you enter in, like, Bowser's castle... And I was going to say that would be a cool part in the movie is like when they finally get there to destroy it and the music you hear go, you know, the Mario, like
the original, that's the original Mario,
the original
music.
One. Cool. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Although the Bowser theme song is super cool too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like that.
I'm looking through, I'm like, which one of these characters is Aragorn, son of Arathorn? I want it to be someone like one of the more popular characters, but it's hard to fit it.
I know there's
Cloud.
A lot of
Cloud is definitely the Aragorn character.
Yeah. I think this video or this, the movie on this one is, this would be the tough one. I think big time.
Oh yeah. I just think if you nailed the basic storyline and got like the cast just right, like this movie would make $1 billion. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. But that's
everyone would go see this movie.
Yeah, but that's where the problem lies. I who knows, man? There might be someone out there that could do it, but I don't know if they would nail that casting. You know what I mean? That's where I think the problem's gonna lie.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be easy, but I think it could be done.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of awesome characters here. The licensing would just be a nightmare. There's 82 characters in this game. You're not going to fit all of them into this game at all.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. It's going to be like the Pikachu movie, the Pikachu detective or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, where they couldn't fit on all the Pokemon.
Yeah, so you just got the same group of Pokemon everywhere, you know, like.
Yeah, I think you would have honestly, I think you would have to limit it to just Nintendo properties. Because if you just limit it to Nintendo properties, you're still looking at like 35 to 40 characters.
And it would still be cool.
Yeah, and then the Pokemon are easy. Just have the Pokemon be wild animals. None of them are actual characters. That way, like, you can get all of them in background shots here and there.
Oh, yeah, true that.
I think, and I'm okay with that. I'm honestly okay with my Pokemon and my Nintendo properties being a little bit separate because I see them as separate, even though I know,
yeah.
You know, Pokemon and Nintendo have been tied together since like 1996.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I mean, okay, those are my movies. So Lord of the Superstar and Middle Earth Middle Earth Mash Brothers.
Yeah. And don't forget, we still want to hear from you for Will's video game name.
Yeah, you know, both. Take any of our names, both. Honestly.
Yeah, actually.
I think Middle Earth Mash Brothers and Lord of the Superstar are my titles that I've come up with.
Yeah, man, all of these I want to watch and play now.
Yeah, dude, I would, absolutely.
But dude, could you imagine?
Thank you everyone for tuning in. Once again, I'm Fritz Frivolous, and this has been Dude, Could You Imagine? If you would like to support our show, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. Or leave us an Apple Podcast review. Don't forget, we would love to hear from you, and you can subscribe to us on Instagram at dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel where you can leave a like and a comment. You can also let us know what you are imagining by emailing us at dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. Until next time, folks, this is Fritz Frivolous reminding you to keep on imagining.
Prince, the actor, it's the guy that plays Cyclops in the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
It's the same actor.
He's in a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things. But that's how he pulled like one of his earliest works.
Yeah, I know. It's the ones that I recognize him from the most, obviously.
Yeah, sure.